That protects the universe.
All right, let's want to learn instead of the Vad, learn another piece in Ali Shur here on the Chodesh Arachamim. So let's try to follow along, even though I know most of it is safer in front of you. So we do. There's another. There is one more volume available in the shelf over there.
On which page are
we? That's Yud Gimel.
Tough Yud Gimel. Tough Yud Gimel. Sorry.
It's Chaluk Shani. I think that's why I can see one over there. There's another. What's that? Yeah. So somebody can grab that. Tough Yud Gimel. And a couple people can share and then we can look on. This is the day that's the beginning of your deeds, the beginning of your making. Zichrein. It's a remembrance of Yom Rishon to the first day. Rosh Hashanah hu Yom Briyas HaAdam. Rosh Hashanah is the day of the creation of man. V'zui Segulas HaYom. And this is the Segula, the specialness, special whatever, of the day. Shebo kol Adam yachol lit'avos Briya Chadasha. That every person could be a Briya Chadasha, could be a new creation. Or to use a bad expression, born again. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. When I got home today, I found a piece of mail waiting for me that was mailed, it looks like it was mailed from England, just by the stamps, addressed to Rabbi Yisrael Fabian Yeshivat Or Chos Chaim, Or Chot Chaim. Right? And when I opened it up, it was a letter from a missionary in handwriting, telling me he loves me and wants to save my soul, and then some photocopy of a photocopy. He said he's like, you know, he'd like to correspond with me, be happy to correspond with me, but he only speaks English. But then he sent me a photocopy of all these Hebrew passages, with, I mean, it looks a little psychotic to me with all the black and green going here and there and red and yellow. There's no, like, a maze of to follow this or that. But the guy himself obviously can't read the Hebrew because, so, I don't know. Anyways, my only question is, I should just immediately throw it in the trash or I should give it over to one of the anti-missionary groups so they should be aware that maybe these things are being sent around Israel.
He's talking about this, but it seems like it's actually like a Jewish guy, like a J for J. I'm thinking he's like, they're just crazy. Like whatever people
don't
stop paying
attention.
I don't know.
Rabbi Lewis got the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
he just tore it up.
Maybe they just went to our website and start taking everybody's name.
You'd think they'd be targeting their vulnerable young bookers involved
in this. This is like one
particular guy.
Why do the missionaries go to the most religious Jews they can find?
Those are the most precious soul. Like those are the ones that have like, that's like. You know, prize. That's a prize catch. That's like, you know, prize game. They don't want some small potatoes. They want the top guy, because they know that if they get the top ones, they also then they take a bunch with them.
They'll keep on the little high necklace, or the mugging of a necklace.
Yeah, they go for those. They get those too.
Yeah, they're much easier.
In any event, so Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation of man. And the day that man can recreate himself, can become renewed. Ubiyom shenivra ha'adam nitchadsha malchusa yisbarach al olam. The day that man was created is the day that nitchadsha is renewed, his kingship over the world. Ki ein melach below am, because there's no king without a nation. Havi oimer shnei inyonim yeshnam b'rosh Hashanah. So we can say then there's 2 points to Rosh Hashanah. This is very important. Hadarshim hachana merubah, which require a great deal of preparation. Hitchadshus ha'odom, the renewal of man. Vitchadshus malchus shemayim, the renewal of the kingdom of heaven. Okay, those are the two fundamentals that we're talking about here. The renewal of man, of the individual, and the renewal of the kingship of heaven. Smichas ha'odom, the sprouting of the person, the binyan ha'olam, and the building of the world. Zui avodosenu. This is our service. V'chodesh Elul, in the month of Elul. U'mitztarif eleyam in yishlishi, and we can add to it a third point. So again, what are the first two points? Is our developments, the building of the world, and the third point is tshuva. Sharia yamim naroyim yimei tshuva heim, because the days, the high holidays, the days of awe, literally, are days of repentance. Niyachad b'zeh dvareinu al inyan arishon. So now let's focus, he wants to focus on the first point. Hitchadshu sa'odom, the renewal of man, lakayim chidshu ma'aseyam b'chodesh ha'shvi'i. Says in Breishis Rabbah that you renew your deeds in the seventh month, which is the month of Elul. It's the month of Tishrei. Seventh month is the month of Tishrei. Means the month of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah kol boye ha'olam oivrim lafanav k'mnei moron. Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says, every creation, every person comes before him k'bnei moron. My k'bnei moron. What does it mean k'bnei moron? Hacha targimo. So this is the targum. Kibnei imrana, like the imra, which is the sheep. Kvasim shemayin asan, that you count and laasran to tie them. The yaitzin zeacherze, they go one after the other. The pesach cotton through a small opening. Shein yachayin latzit keechad, that they can't go out together. Means they're together and they come one by one through this gate. And that's how you come before Kodesh Baruch Hu. One by one in front of God. Reish Lakish Amar Kemailas Beis Moron. He says, no, that's not the pshat. It's Kema'alot Beis Moron, which means Hader Kotzer. It's like the high points of the Beis Moron. Hader Kotzer. Ein Shnayim Yechayin Leilech Zeh Besad Zeh. Said it's a narrow path, and two people can't walk one next to the other. Sha'emek Omuk Mishnei Tzadi Aderech. You have like valleys, deep valleys to both sides. You have a small path, and you have like, you know, cliffs on either side, and there's only room for one person to walk. Right, that's what he wants. So that's the second opinion of what it means, kibnei moroin, like those people that are walking on this narrow path. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel Kachayelo Shel Beis David. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, says like the soldiers of Beis David. Kibnei moron means kibnei chayelo shel melech. Means the soldier of the king. Maron loshen maros va'adnos. He learns that maron is like from the word like mar, like, you know, honored one or mister, right? Va'adnos and the master. V'kacha yumayni maison yaitzin zeh or zeh. So that's how they would count them. One, they went single file marching. Zeh or zeh. But say some l'mulcham when they go out to war. That's Rishana daf yud ches amud al. If you could look at the Gemara, you have all the Gemaras in front of you. Harei shleishet siurim niflaim. We have three amazing things. Now, one of the rules that we have from Reb Dessler is in Agadata, there's no machlekes. Okay, that's a basic rule of Reb Dessler. There's no machlekes in Agadata. Ah, we have three different opinions. Seems like a machlekes, right? And I said, we just had three different opinions about what Kmei Moron means. All right, so how is it that it's not a machlekes? Because it's not a machlekes, it's three different ways of looking at it, at looking at something. Machlekes, yeah, two opinions about the same thing. This is different ways of looking at the, just different ways of looking at the same thing. It's also, it depends if it has a nafka mina lemaisa. Like, is there halachic ramification to it? So this, we have three different ways now of looking at what this means. Harei shleishet siurim nifloim, va'inyan borer, and the point is clear. B'din oimed ha'odam lifnei baro lagamrei levad. When it comes to our judgment, a person stands before God completely alone. B'bdidus muchletes. Complete loneliness, so to speak, by himself. Ein lo tayin ve'eid. He doesn't have an attorney. He doesn't have witnesses. Ki hu adayin, hu ha'eid, hu baldin. He is the judge, he is the witness, he's the baldin, he's the, like, the interested party, he's the other one. It means, it's just you and God. Ein lo al mi legalgal eschoivoi, you don't have anybody to literally roll your debts on to. It means you don't have anybody to transfer blame to. that mi la Hashem b'kishlono, or anybody else to blame for your failures. Ki berega omdu lifnei b'irai b'din, the moment that you stand before your Creator in judgment, hu ki'ilu ein oid adam b'olam, like there's no other person in the world, chutz mimenu, except from him. V'hu levadai, and he alone, achrayi l'koma she'osa, is responsible for everything that was done, ma shelo osa, and that what wasn't done. Right? You're not only are you taking to judgment for what you did do, you're taking to judgment for what you didn't do. And that's what the Vilna Gaon says, pshat, says that a person's going to have to give a din v'cheshbon. A din v'cheshbon. A doch, as they say in this country. So he said, what's a pshat? Din v'cheshbon. So the Vilna Gaon says you're going to have to give a judgment, you're going to have a din on what you did. Right? You did averas, you wasted time, whatever it is that you did. And a cheshbon, that's an accounting on what you could have done with that time that you were using inappropriately. Like during that time that you were sitting there wasting your time, so what could you have done with that time? That's the cheshbon. You could have done some chesed. You could have, got some rest and refreshed yourself. You could have learned. Whatever it is that you could have done, but there's things that, it's not just that, I wasted an hour, so, right, so that was like a one, it's not just that, it's that hour missed out on what it could have been used for. And the Tayar Latzmeinu looks like, picture for ourselves. Kisha Odom Boladin, a person comes to judgment. The Shayin Leisai, they ask him, Lama asa kach v'kach. Why did you do that? Huyana shuasa stam kach. Whatever. Just did it. No big reason. Just stam. If you're Israeli, you shrug your shoulders. V'im yishalu hala, they'll ask you further. Yana shikulam asa. Everybody was doing it. The king, I also did it. Then we're all goofing off. Everybody was taking a coffee break. Inishalo, hala. And they'll ask you further, Vama atachashata. What did you think? Well, what were you thinking? Uyana, shalachashu, I wasn't thinking anything. And that sounds like, a pretty standard interview with, right? So just whatever everybody was doing it, I wasn't thinking. V'imi shalu al mitzvahs she'osa ma'isa kavanas v'am. They ask you, what about the mitzvahs that you did? That what was the kavana in them? Hu yagi shuv she'asa stam. Let's do it. What'd you do? Well, I threw my sitzis on. Everybody throws their sitzis on. V'imi shalu shuv mara al kacha lasa is kol a mitzvah she'asa. What do you see to do all the mitzvahs you did? For this, as we will affirm at least, my mother put sittas on me when I was little, or made me put them on. And I learned the brachas in cheder, my father bought me the tefillin, my father sent me to learn Torah. They'll ask you further, you! Machashafta, what did you think? Huyana shoes, stunk. This went along, stunk. Eich stam odom ze, yamod bedin. How can this stam odom, yamod bedin? How can he stand in judgment? Aya epo atzmiusa. Where is he? Where is his individuality? Yeah, I just did. Everybody was doing it. I really wasn't thinking about it. Just did it. Whatever. That's the answer you give God? Who are you? What are you putting on your scissors for? Well, whatever. My mother put me on. My mother told me what she put on scissors. Whatever. The rabbi said I got to wear the scissors. Put on the tefillin. That's what everybody was doing in davening. Where are you? And if you'll say, who says that I have to be a unique individual? Right? Certainly not Marx. Odom isn't enough just to be Stam Odom. Just one of the gang, one of the group. Boy, the Erech Mishnah and Pureshes Paradal Sanhedrin. Look at a clear Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Lafichach Nivra Adam Yechidi. Therefore, a person was created alone. Man was created alone. V'lam Ducha Shekol Hama'aved Nefesh Achas Mi'Yisrael. To teach us that anybody that kills another Jew, Malalav Akosugilo Iber Eilam Molech, we consider it like he destroyed an entire world. Somebody who like renews, gives life to a Jew, to a person in Israel, my love, because it was considered like Kiyam Oilam Mola, he fulfilled an entire world. To teach the greatness of God, Sha'adam Toiva Kama Matbeya Toveya Kama Matbeya B'chaisim Echad. So a person makes many coins with one mold, thing that they imprint the coins with. Kulan diamonds, and they all come out the same. And if you get one that looks a little different, it's very valuable, right? Because basically they're all supposed to come out the same. The melech malchim lochim akadosh baruch hu, but the king of kings, Rabbi Shalom Tova kol adam b'chaismai shal adam arishon. He like imprinted everybody with the imprinture, the chais and the signature of adam arishon. Then echad demel chaver, every single one is different. And he made one person, he made one basic mold, and every single human being is different. Lefichach, zot the Mishnah, chayev kol echad ve'echad loimer. Every individual has to say, bishvili nivra olam. For me, the world was created. Bishvili nivra olam. The world was created for me. The entire world was created for me. It's a big, beautiful world. With the hills and the valleys, the oceans, the streams, the trees, the flowers, the animals, all created for me. Alright, Adam Arishon Nivra Yechidi. Adam Arishon was made as an individual. The Yechudiyut Zu, and this individuality, Hinachlas Kol Bnei Olam, is the inheritance of every human being. Adam Hamayla Es Inyan Yechudiyusai Al Daito, sorry, at least does it. A person that will think about this, this idea, this individuality, will think about it, sorry, it should shake. Hey, mikol bnei olam achayim achshav, from every human being alive today, right, the billions of people on this world, and af achad adonai, there's no one just like you. There's no one in this entire, on the face of this earth, nor was there ever one, will there ever be one, just like you. Mikol bnei olam shechayev mi'adam arishon ad hayom lahaya echad she'adayim lo. Not, there hasn't been anybody just like you from the time of Adam Arishon until today. Vad soif kol adaris lo'yeh, until the end of all generations there will not be. Af echad adayim lo ba'oiso herkev shel teichas. Exactly like you with the same combination of abilities. Tchunot, nature. Sgulos, whatever, certain abilities. Mailas, also another word for abilities or certain things, the chesronos and lackings. And even twins are not exactly the same. Even identical twins. They're still different in certain ways. They have the same basic DNA.
Yeah, I was watching a show and they each person has like their own infrared like heat sensor things, like basically looking through a heat thing. And you can see like major differences between identical twins.
Okay. Therefore, every person is an individual. Till he's to the point that he's obligated to say, "Bishvili nivra ha'olam." For me, the world was created. The world was created for me. V'neilachala. Let's go on. V'shasha hipil nimrei rasha es Avram Avinu letakiv shana eish. When Nimrod threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshan Eish, into the fiery furnace, Amar Gavriel, if Nagarish Baruch Hu, Gavriel said to the Rabbi Shalom, Ribbono Shalom, Ered, Ve'etzanein, Ve'atzil, Ve'etzadik. Let's go down, Ve'etznan, cool it off, and save the tzadik, Mikiv Shanaish, from the fiery furnace. Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Yochid Bo'elam, Ibu Yochid Bo'elam, I'm unique in my world, and he is unique in his world. Noel Yochid, Lahatzil, Ze Yochid. It's proper that the individual, the unique one, should save the unique one. Means, now, Rav Shalom, so I'll do it myself. Instead of sending the angel, so to speak. Certainly was an unique individual in his world. He was alone worked. And was able to stand on the true faith. He fought with the entire world. The Savol Avodas Avurat Saros Rabos, and he suffered from it greatly. Amad B'nisyonos Noraim. He withstood tremendous tests. Uberabot Hayomim Hapecha Kol Dor L'Maminim. With over a period of time, he turned the generation into people of faith. Hakar Yeshmoy Yisbarach Mefi Kol Beria. That everybody after Avram Avinu was makar of the entire world. People, everybody was using, was calling God. Vinei Agrach Mivolajin Hishrish Banu Yisoid. Rav Chaim Mivolajin put into us the Yisoid. He had Varim Shavram Avinu Yogav Atarach Mehem. That which Avraham Avinu worked on, and he developed, mudboin b'teva, b'bonav achrav, is imprinted in the nature of his children that came after him. And Avraham Avinu created spiritual DNA, that every Jew inherits that spiritual DNA. Iluzois, if so, kol Yehudi b'asher husham, every Jew, no matter where he is, has the ability to be a unique individual in the world, to stand up against the world, to be an ivri, to be on the other side, to be unique, to be different. Where do you think the koyach to be a bal tshuva comes from? It's the koyach of Avram Avinu, to stand against the tide, to fight the tide. Everybody's going to the, you know, wants to go to the fats and whatever party and to do everything, to do all these other things, and you know, you're sitting and you're going to daven, you're sitting and learning, you're sitting and doing something, you're keeping Shabbos, they're all headed to the football game, and you're sitting and you're going to have a Shabbos meal. That's what the koyach is from Avraham Avinu. The koyach to stand against the world, to stand against the tide. When the dover b'zeh b'chelek ha'maisi shamayim b'zeh. So when we get to the part of Lamaisa of this, we'll speak more about this. Boy of Raw Romus Milus Zusha, the greatness of this individuality. Lifneshi Yaakov Avino Lavasholom Nevak Imamalach Sarashal Esav Kosov, for Yaakov fought with the angel of Esav, it's written the Yivasar Yaakov Lavadai. Yaakov remained alone. The Chazal Ivino ki ainza sipur dvarim balm, it's not just a nice story to tell the kids before they go to sleep, right? Rav Brechia b'shem Rav Simon Amar ein ke'elokeinu v'mi ke'elokeinu ein ke'echad v'mi ke'echad Yeshurun Yisrael Saba. Who, there's nothing like the one, and who's like the one? Yeshurun. The Jew, Yeshurun Yisrael Saba. Right? Yeshurun is referring to the Jewish people. Yisrael Saba means the grandparents, the fathers, the forefathers. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Kasu Boy V'nisgav Hashem Levadai. What it says by Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's alone. Ach Yaakov V'yivaser Yaakov Levadon. Yaakov is also alone. Levadai, alone. Zuhi Galuso Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu La'asid Lovel. This is a revelation of God for the future. Yishid Gala Yehuda Yisbarach Lainei Kol Boy Olam. When his uniqueness and individuality are revealed before every individual, every person. And this understanding, this Yaakov got reached, he understood. And with this koyach, he fought the angel, and he defeated him. Right? He was able to tap into that koyach of being levad, of being alone. The Admor Mevayer means Rav Yerucham is Mevayer, but Maimer Godol Kizui Milas Ben Yeshiva. This is the mile of a Ben Yeshiva. This is the unique level, uniqueness of a Ben Yeshiva. Liyais Levadai, to be Levad, to be that unique individual, individuality. Mahuso v'metziuso shel dargazu hiyichidi. The essence and the reality of this level is the yichidi, the oneness. Mibli shitztarech leklum, without needing anything. Mibli shiatalu v'misha, without being dependent on anybody. Yochid lagamre, completely alone, levadai. V'mishu v'midazu, and somebody that has this midah. Ba'aiso shah en shum davar kaim ba'aido b'kolabriya kula. Arihu yochid la'atzmai. Somebody that's mishu b'midah, that has this midah, that has this ba'aiso shah at that moment, en shum davar kaim. There's nothing that exists ba'aido outside of him b'kolabriya in the creation, in the entire creation. Arihu yochid, he's unique to himself. Lo yia mishtaymen b'yachidus b'vdidus. Aval heim savso v'yishtaymen b'mloyam v'fnei shenedar imenu inyanei oilam ha-shofal v'nitoysef imo rias malchus shemayim. It says, then, lo yia mishtaymen, shouldn't be amazed, b'yachidus, this individual, this uniqueness, heim svasoi, this is like their accompaniment, their tsevet, their crew, v'yishtaymen, and be amazed b'mloyam with the fullness of the people, mivnei nedar mimenu in yonei oilam. It's like hidden from him the things of the world, asher the lowly things. Nitzayisiv imo rias, and is added to him the rias malchushayim. Means it's with everything that's there. It's all there, but it's like in the background, in fuzz. What's focus? What becomes in focus is malchushayim. I'll finish up just another minute. Now, Avos HaKadosh, the Matan Torah, and the Avos, the Matan Torah, HaRamban Kosev Al-Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I'm the Lord your God, B'Yisrael, V'Nemru Ki Adibrois Kulan B'Loshin Yochid, the Dibrois, the Seres of Dibrois are all in singular, Hashem Elokecha, the Lord your God, Asher Otsi Sicha, that took you out, look Asher Hitchil Lehem, Atem Reisim, not like it starts with, you saw in the plural, Kimina Shemayim Dibarti Mem, it means from heaven I spoke with you, plural, Shamoya Tishmu Ki Lahazir Kol Yochid Mehem Yanesh Al Amitzvus. He's warning each individual that they're going to be punished. Ki Im Kol Echad Yidaber. He spoke to each one. Kol Echad Yitzava Shel Yechashvu. To each one that they shouldn't think, Acharei Arayv Yelech. I should just go, I'll do what everybody else is doing. Hochin Acher Arayv. Right? That's what we have Allah. We'll go after the majority. So I'll also go after the majority. Alright? Go after the majority. That's only if the if the majority's right, not if they're wrong. That they have it depends on what situation. But Yachid, Yinatzalam, I'll be saved with them. He explained this, in the end of Nitzavim. Harib Matan Torah Havin, Vehir Gish Kol Echad, in Matan Torah, everybody understood and grasped, ki that he uniquely God was speaking. Because the truth is, the Torah is for each individual in their uniqueness and individuality. It's imprinted in us this ability to be unique individual. Now, from Avinu Yorosh Kol Echad Yisrael Askul Yochid Ba'Olamo. From Avinu, we inherited this unique Sgula to be a Yochid Ba'Olam, a one in the world. Miyakov Avinu Lamanu Ma'ilus Levado. Miyakov, we learned this, the great level of Levad, to be alone. Over Matan Torah Haya Kol Echad Ve'Echad Yisrael B'Miyuchad, and in Matan Torah, every one of Yisrael was B'Miyuchad, was unique. God spoke to him uniquely. Could anybody open their mouths or say more? Still say, "Yes, yeah, let's be. It's gonna be one of the gang. It's gonna be stam. It's just gonna be. What do you mean? It's gonna be one of the crowd. Adam Arishon. That's who you come from. Avraham Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Matan Torah. It's all about being unique, about being something special." Now that's one side of it. As Hashem will get to the other side of it, is that there's a dual aspect over here. Chas v'shalom to think that it means just do whatever you want, and you're the only one in the world, and that there's nobody, the world is just for you, and nothing else matters in the world. No. Before you can be an Ish Sibur, which is where we're going to get to be an Ish Klal, which is the next chapter, Mechuyev Adin Liot Ish Klal. A person has to be a member of the community, but you first have to be somebody before you can be somebody of the community. We can be part of the community. You gotta be somebody. I'm sorry again to keep slide. At 10 after 8, there'll be, again, we'll pick up the Shirin. Halachas Bedam HaFavero. And 15 is Murray.